if it happens, it happens. It's not a big deal. I'm just trusting the process that OB and the organization has half of me, and I know it's a good plan, so I'm just kind of going with the flow and seeing what the game plan is for Thursday.
If you take the field, whoever you are, being careful, it's like I always say, it's like dipping your toe in the water. Like, you know, once you're out there on the field, you got to play football, and football's a contact sport, but you know we'll determine what we need to do relative to playing time for everybody that plays in the game, and we'll just kind of go from there.
I had a dream last night that the Texans were in the Super Bowl, but it was a weird dream. I was trying to get there. I was trying to meander my way to the Super Bowl sites, and I was wading through just crowds and crowds of people.
Throngs.
It was like somewhere in Carolina. Mm-hmm. But for some reason, in the middle of this dream, it was like they arrived there, but Watson hadn't really like played that well, and yet somehow they were there.
Oh,
that
really?
Was my dream.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
That's almost like the opposite of like the Ravens when they won the Super Bowl a couple years back. Ray Lewis wasn't actually all that good anymore. The defense really wasn't all that special.
But Flacco happened to turn into Joe Montana.
Right. But so they got there, but not by the narrative that you would have expected.
Yes.
So likewise, in your dream, the Texans made it to the Super Bowl even without... I like this dream of yours because right now... we have a city that's really hinging all their hopes on Deshaun Watson. If they were actually able to manage to do it without Deshaun Watson being otherworldly, then I think that would portend good things.
We could go back to a time where teamwork won championships, not some glory boy, fancy pants quarterback.
Yeah, but I think that's what we're re-entering. This is why I feel relatively bullish about the NFL over the future. I mean, sure, are all of our brains turning to mush, the guys of us who play the game? Maybe. We don't know for sure. We need more sample sizes. But in terms of the actual play on the field, the quarterback's role... it hasn't been diminished, but I think it's easier to play good quarterback now than it was 10 years ago because they've made it easier to play the quarterback position. So, yeah, like with the Eagles last year, I think there's more of an avenue to win a Super Bowl with a good quarterback but also just really good team play, which is that gives a lot more teams hope than there used to be.
I mean, the Jaguars could have won the Super Bowl last year. They would have. I mean, they could have beaten the Patriots in the AFC title game. They failed to because of coaching and mismanagement.
I want to say the Vikings could have, but not with that performance. Not the way they showed up in the game. But that team itself, though, with Case Keenum, that team seemingly could have beaten the Eagles. Should have been able to beat the Eagles.
Would you agree or disagree, Paul? Do you think the Jaguars, let's say they had beaten the Patriots, could they have on their best day beaten Philadelphia or Minnesota?
Oh, absolutely. They had a good secondary. They have a good defense. The Patriots' defense was trash in the Super Bowl.
So
absolutely
agree.
Worthless. Yeah, they could have won in hell if referee doesn't blow the whistle early on that Miles Jack fumble pickup, then the Jaguars might have been in the Super Bowl.
That's a good point. Is DeAndre Hopkins actually dating Iggy Azalea?
We saw this on some gossip site, and you never know with these gossip sites, but apparently she tagged him or she messaged something to him on Instagram. Paul, you're the resident social media expert. Is this bona fide or not?
So apparently she posted a picture of herself and her hiney was out there for all the world to see. And
prominence.
I guess he said he commented on it saying, "Sheesh." And she responded saying, "Daddy," or something like that. Right.
So daddy.
I heard this from In the Loop yesterday. And then I see on TerezOwens.com, which is essentially the Paris Hilton of the sports world, for those who are unfamiliar with that blog. Houston wide receiver DeAndre Hopkins took to Instagram to let the world know he's dating Iggy Azalea. He posts this to Instagram, quote, "My Aussies call me legend," referring to Iggy.
Is that confirming that he's dating her, though?
I do not know.
I saw that in a couple places that DeAndre Hopkins confirmed he's dating Iggy Azalea. But then it was just stuff like that, where like they might be friends or they might be flirting or something. I don't know. Look, Iggy Azalea, who's a friend of Mad Radio, we interviewed her here and did not ask her about Nick Young. Some people tried to hold us to task for that. We said, look, we know what this is. Nobody's taking us seriously as interviewing Iggy Azalea. We're not hard-hitting journalists. We're not going to do it. And frankly, I stand by that decision. She was a pleasant young lady. If she's the one that... DeAndre decides to settle down with, marry, have eight kids, go live out on a ranch somewhere, I'd say go for it.
I feel like we need some more details on this. However, I need to read some of these Instagram comments that Terrence Owens has highlighted. Bruh, if you are smashing the new classic, I guess that's Iggy Azalea's Instagram, that is a good look. Shorty got a big old butt. Oh yeah, said Shorty got a big old butt. Lol. And then another person said 20 plus touchdown season confirmed.
She was, let's see, she was good for Nick Young. Nick Young was relatively just kicking around and then all of a sudden had a, I guess, a renaissance of sort, did he not? Am I just, or was it just that I saw more of Nick Young because he was, dating Iggy Azalea?
Well, I remember when we had her in and it was the spring of 2016. And Iggy had mentioned to us that she had some experience in Houston, Seth. Remember that?
Yeah.
That she had been here for some stretch of time in her life before she became famous.
Yeah.
So that's what stood
out. I don't remember that, actually. I recall Florida, that she was living in Florida.
She
ran away from home, or at least she left home when she was really young, like when she was like 16 or so, to come over and make it. She worked as a maid,
yes.
I thought, in Florida.
I think she was based in Florida, but I believe she mentioned to us, I actually tried to check the podcast, but now with our changes online, our old podcasts are basically, they're like in Pluto or something like that. So I couldn't confirm it, but I remember her having some experience in Houston. Maybe
Let's see,
a month
Nick
or two.
Young's best year in terms of just flat out scoring in LA was in 2013. I think that was pre Iggy Azalea. So maybe in 2014, his field goal percentage went down. 2015, which I'm thinking is prime Iggy Azalea days, his field goal percentage was 33.9%. How's that possible?
I gotta say this. Nick Young did hit a couple of big shots in Game 7,
yeah,
unfortunately.
I know, but he was shooting 33.9% in 2015. He was 32.5% from the three-point line. 2016 was his best year with the Lakers. And I wonder, was he with her then? We have to look up at the timeline.
What was his Klongdorp?
That's a great question, but that's an advanced statistic for the baseball nerds. Hey, have you guys ever heard this song? It's called Fancy by Iggy Azalea. You ever heard it? Anyone? She's a rapper, in case you didn't know.
I don't know if this is good for DeAndre's cred.
Why?
I don't know. She's not really a rapper, right? Does she have respect as a rapper?
Some people give her respect.
Is she more of a pop star that raps?
Is she like one of those people who goes to Nashville and does country, but it's more like pop country?
Yeah, but I don't know what the, like, I guess, I've read all these.
Are you in the fast
lane? I've read headlines from different
from
music
here?
Snobs the
to
last
Tokyo?
Few years that say the last 10 to 15 years of music across all genres has been trash. I don't know whether that's true or not. So 713-572-4610, is Iggy Azalea a rapper who's had success, who's become a pop star, or is she a pop star who raps? Does that make sense?
A prap star.
Yeah.
I feel like she's more of a pop star who raps.
Right.
That's what I would think. I confirmed this. She did live in Houston for a brief time.
Okay.
So I remember that correctly. I'm kind of troubled by this. I think, like Matt Damon, that DeAndre Hopkins should be dating a civilian, if you will.
Yeah.
Civilian.
Yes.
That sometimes two people that both lead hectic lifestyles and have their pressures and are driven, sometimes maybe it's just too much. It's too much to, when you get Jennifer Garner or Ben Affleck together, there's too many pressures on the relationship and it just cannot last.
Totally disagree. DeAndre Hopkins needs a little bit of elevated profile to claim the title of the best wide receiver in the National Football League, and this allows him to get that.
Yeah.
I think that this is the step that he needs to overtake Antonio Brown. If he can be more of a big name in the public eye, he can take the crown as the most famous wide receiver.
Boy,
but
is Iggy Azalea the one to do that though?
He might have missed the apex of Iggy Azalea's career.
If you're looking to
and her butt,
yeah,
might not be as buttlicious as it was before.
I'm looking at the top 10 female rappers you should be listening to right now. I don't know any of these women. I don't know K-Dash. I don't know Ms. Banks. I don't know Rico Nasty. I certainly don't know Rico Nasty.
I'd
like to.
Is the Cardi B on said list?
No, these are all up and comers, I guess. Cupcake with two K's at the end.
See, that's you have to really just go through the spelling and how messed up and weird is the spelling and how unrecognizable are these names.
Yeah, but Iggy Azalea is definitely not on here.
Why is Demi Lovato doing heroin?
She's not anymore.
Okay. Just wondering.
She's dead. That's why.
That bothered me last week that she was using heroin. I feel like that's a terrible idea.
Why do you always ask that question when people like Paul, I don't know if you ever noticed that or not. Michael always asks this question. How come so and so is hooked on drugs? Well, because they work, Mike. That's the problem with drugs, is that they make people feel really good. The problem is that eventually they make you feel really, really, really bad. And Demi Lovato is feeling really, really bad. Kids, listen to me. That's an inherent danger in them. They will make you feel really bad at some point. So, Mike, the simple answer is, like most 13-year-olds have learned in their drug education classes, the reason people take drugs is they make you feel good.
I thought Demi Lovato died.
What?
Demi Lovato didn't die?
No.
No, she overdosed, but she did not die.
Wait, I thought if you
No. You can overdose and survive. You can die because of overdose, but you don't have to.
That's confusing.
Pulp Fiction? She overdosed there.
But she did die for a second.
No, you don't die for a second.
She died for a second.
Your heart might stop for a second. You're not dead. I've had enough of these people like, I was actually dead for three. No, you weren't. You weren't dead. You weren't dead yet. You're dying. You're very close to death.
Okay.
Your
heart might have stopped, but you weren't dead.
You didn't cross the Rubicon.
Yeah.
Okay, gotcha. That word confuses me, overdose, and the other word that confuses me is electrocute, because I thought that you die when you get electrocuted, but apparently...
No, that's the difference between a shock and electrocution. I think electrocution, you do die.
Okay.
But sometimes people say, when they should be saying, I got shocked, they say, I got electrocuted.
I think it's the British that do it the most.
Barbaric!
It's not good to do either of those things, get electrocuted or overdose.
Well, the big thing in Britain, Britain's really prone, as much as they like try to be snobby and pretend they're more intelligent than us, they are very prone to these fraudulent supernatural phenomena like crop circles. But back in the 70s and 80s, the deal was spontaneous combustion. People were terrified that you would just be sitting watching Hogan's Heroes or something someday on your sofa, and all of a sudden, for no reason at all, you just burst into flames.
Unbearable!
And it was it was ridiculous. It was, but people were terrified of it. I remember reading articles and books about it when I was a kid. I was terrified that I was going to spontaneously combust at some point, and then all of a sudden, it just disappeared.
Where did that come from?
I don't know. Various people, but I don't know. I'm guessing that the number of spontaneous combustions might have also been correlated with back when everybody used to smoke all the time and fall asleep smoking. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong.
Was it related to the Cold War or unrelated?
As far as the conspiracy theorists would have you believe, I don't think it was related to the Cold War. Although, I never saw any reports of Russians or Soviets spontaneously combusting.
I'll ask my parents if they worried about the same thing, this spontaneous combustion.
Spontaneous human combustion can be traced back to medieval literature, and some even believe there are several passages in the Bible making reference to it. Go back to like 1641 in Denmark.
That was a golden age for being able to like murder somebody and pass it off as something else. Like, oh, they spontaneously combusted. It was a damn shame it was.
They couldn't go back and really investigate fully.
Damn shame it was. Yeah, sure, I've got life insurance, but gosh, I just never expected her to spontaneously combust.
By the way, for those who maybe have some doubts about Hopkins and Iggy Azalea, who are flirting back and forth on the old Instagram, at some point, Hopkins said, "Sorry, my lady, got excited." She responded, "Forgiven," with a purple heart.
Sorry, got excited. Like what? Was he apologizing for a performance of some sort?
I think perhaps mentioning her on Instagram.
Yeah.
That was two days ago. I'm so confused by how did people come to this conclusion?
I don't understand how people are saying this confirms that he's dating her. I haven't seen one shred of evidence confirming that he's dating her.
We need more information.
Are men and women
this.
Not allowed to just be friends anymore and flirt a little bit, maybe? Like, can we say at the very least, okay, it looks like they're flirting. It looks like they're flirting some. And we don't know anything other than that. We don't know if they've ever even met in person.
We don't know.
No.
We know nothing.
If I saw her up in West Virginia, let's ask Landry at 6:40. Landry is up in West Virginia. He had dinner at Mike D'Antoni's house last night.
He humble bragged about
it. We'll ask him if there have been any Iggy Azalea sightings in West Virginia.
John McClain is in early this morning, coming up at 7 o'clock.